Live from Los Angeles, it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That is Perez. How do you do?
I am well. I am settled in Las Vegas, my new hometown. I feel normal again, thankfully.
Nice.
It was really hard. I cracked a few times. I cried a lot, but I got through it. And everybody, I'm happy and the kids are happy. My mom still isn't that happy.
Right.
Just because my sister didn't want to move to Vegas. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. I respect her decision. But just, you know, I love this city. I've had such a warm welcome. And I'm excited for today's show because we're going to get to Rihanna and her Super Bowl halftime show performance. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to Ben and Jen, an update there. All of the Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly drama and more. But first, how are you?
I'm good. Had a good Super Bowl. I'm good. I got a new foster dog. How about that? Aww. So we're fostering a dog. This is kind of crazy, crazy story. So remember, we lost the one dog, and its siblings also had the distemper as well, and they ended up having to put those down. So we'd lost three. But from that original litter, there were five. And somebody brought back the brother of the one that passed, you know, the one we had, its brother. So we have the kin of the dog we lost, you know, and it's really weird. It's like how the universe brought this dog back to us. And he's just such a cute boy. He's clumsy and he loves my honey badger. So it's constant fun around here. But weird how the universe sent this dog back and we ended up with it. So it's looking for a home and we're having fun with this one.
Fabulous. Aw. I had a good weekend. Mm-hmm. I went to a friend's house, was social. And the best part about it was, A, I'm living the mission that I wanted in Las Vegas, which is to have a more balanced life. Mm-hmm. And B, it took me, we left my house Saturday at 7 p.m. It took me 6 minutes to get to my friend's house. I just love that about Vegas.
Yeah, it's tough in L.A.
It took me 6 minutes to get to my friend's house.
Like, it wears on you. It just, the traffic here, it beats you down, especially you have a hard day at work.
Yeah.
And then you get in the car and you know, my commute is, I think, 13 miles and sometimes it's over an hour. Think about that. 13 miles for an hour.
Oh my God. That's awful. So I'm so happy about that and that I got to hang with friends. And then Sunday I made a mistake. I went to Red Rock Canyon, which is gorgeous, mm-hmm. and I should have gotten an annual pass, but it was early in the morning and I wasn't thinking. But next time I go, I'll get an annual pass because it's just so beautiful to go there regularly and go on hikes. And I went to this bagel shop and the guy who owns the bagel shop recognized me and literally sent me home with 30 bagels. What a warm welcome in Vegas.
That's
I love
awesome.
It here. We put those bagels. Oh, it's so hard, though, to be healthy, though, because I...
Well, you're the new belle of the ball, and everybody wants to feed you.
I have such a hard time saying no to food. And the guy, it's like, if they would have been just bagels, I could have frozen them or whatever, but... He made me like a bagel sandwich. I'll mention the name of the place. It's called the Bagel Nook. He made me a bagel sandwich, which was like a bagel. It had eggs. It had avocado. It had hash brown. You say potato to me, and I have to eat it. Like, potato is my thing. So anyways, I'm back in the gym, though, so that's good as well.
All right.
Waking up really early. Like, I had a 5:30 a.m. group fitness class today, but
damn.
Getting it done, doing it all, and just so happy. Like even yesterday, it was snowing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I saw that last night. I was like, really? That can't be right. And I guess it snowed.
It was so fun. I went outside. I'm like, oh my God, it's snowing. How fun. So all is good here. Let's get right to it. I think last year I watched the Super Bowl. This year, I had no time for that, but I watched Rihanna, of course. Mm-hmm. And I did not text Booker. He did not text me. I have no idea what he's going to say or his thoughts are. There's a lot of responses to Rihanna's Super Bowl performance. I will say that I love Rihanna. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed her Super Bowl performance. I liked it. I didn't love it. And I will explain why. First, I think she didn't get the assignment. Or she did and decided to just disregard it and do her own thing. She opened with "Bitch Better Have My Money." And to me, that just set the wrong tone. I'm like, this is the Super Bowl. This is a family-friendly event. And you're opening with "Bitch Better Have My Money." It just, it left a bad taste in my mouth. And I am not a prude, okay? And then the song selection, she even did "Pour It Up," a song about the strip club and throwing money. I'm like, she's got so many freaking hits to choose from. Mm-hmm. And she chose those two songs. What about "Please Don't Stop the Music" or any, like so many songs. So I feel like she gave a Rihanna concert at the Super Bowl instead of giving a Rihanna Super Bowl halftime show performance.
Okay.
Whereas Lady Gaga, also somebody that's very edgy, likes to push the envelope, she understood the assignment.
Yeah.
She gave the NFL what she thought the Super Bowl halftime show should be for everybody. I mean, I remember Gaga even opened it with like "God Bless America" or "America the Beautiful" or something like that. And it was a sensational performance. I do listen. I'm not bothered that she sang to track with some parts being louder and more live than others. That did not bother me because there was effort. It was at least 50% live, okay?
It's a football game on top of it. It's not a concert. It's a football game. So, yeah, I'm completely forgiving of that.
Yeah. It did bother me, though, that she was so low energy, in my opinion. And I wasn't expecting a lot of choreography because Rihanna's not known for that. But when your sign language interpreter gets more heat than you do, you know you've done something wrong. That girl was all over social media because she was fire. And Rihanna could not give me the drama. She did not slay that performance. Mm-hmm. I know she's pregnant. Congratulations. Like I said, I wasn't expecting choreography, but you can be pregnant and still serve it, work it, deliver. And I don't feel like she did. It felt to me like she was rusty, like she was marking it, like perhaps she was maybe under rehearsed. I don't know. I didn't get the 110% from her. Mm-hmm. I did love. Okay, and then the last bit, and I'll stop talking and I'll let you get to yours.
Yeah, the Super Bowl has already happened. Like, nobody cares anymore, so let's wind it down.
Yeah, come on. The last bit is, I liked that she did not have any special guests. That was really rock and roll of her, because Rihanna has all these hits. She doesn't need special guests. But it felt so monochrome, and not just in terms of color. Yeah, the whole thing was red. The whole thing was those lifts and all of that. But like an outfit change. And she did do an outfit change from the red to another red. Like, I wanted some more.
All moments, right, we're done. I've had
moments.
Enough.
So, whatever.
Listen, it was flat. You're right. I pretty much agree with everything you said. You had me up until the end. I still think she should have brought somebody out, because if you're going to come out there and you've seen the performance, I'm sure it was videotaped before, you could look at the video and say, yeah, this is flat. We need to do something. They didn't. Song selection, you're dead on. Starting with that, I didn't quite put it together the way you did in my mind about starting off with "Bitch Better Have My Money," but I do remember thinking that, like, what an odd choice. You have so many gigantic hits that you could have come out and slayed with. Like, right, "We Found Love in a Hopeless Place." That would have been amazing. That would have been awesome.
Or "This Is What You Came For."
"Umbrella." Fuck, I don't care. Anything. Yeah. One of the big monsters that gets you going. And she just sort of stood there. And she was very flat. But then again, it's a football game. I mean, you're watching for a different reason than me. I'm ready to get back to the second half because this is a great football game. So I don't disagree with anything you said. So there's my 2 cents on the Super Bowl halftime show.
All right. I don't even know who. I think Chris Stapleton also performed.
Oh, yeah. He did the national anthem.
And some
people loved that, though. I heard nothing but positive things about that.
I didn't watch it, but people were upset that Cheryl Lee Ralph performed the Black national anthem.
I didn't even see that.
Why be upset about that? I love I love that the Super Bowl gave her an opportunity to perform. I'm a gay. I love me some show queens. And she is, she's like an old school show queen, like from Broadway to sitcoms in the 80s.
The NFL trying to diversify and give everybody their moment. What the hell's wrong with that? Anything on the outside of the game, and even at the Super Bowl halftime show, just give me the game right. They called an excellent game. That's all I care about. Brianna was nice, but it is a football game. Look, Justin Timberlake, to me, did the same thing. He came out. He just kind of cooled his way through all of his hits, but at least he played his hits and he played the right songs. He just wasn't very prepped. He was sort of flat. And that's what the performance reminded me of.
What's your favorite halftime show performance of all
Prince.
Time?
Prince literally made it rain during Purple Rain. It wasn't raining. Prince starts to play Purple Rain and it rains. I mean, come on. That was like the coolest thing ever. Beyonce being out there as well.
I think Beyonce was my favorite by far. And but actually,
Prince for me.
Katy Perry was also sensational. Katy Perry slayed that. I thought it was,
yeah, she was fun. And but that's kind of what you're talking about, the giving it your all.
And also giving us moments, you know, like a lot of more moments. The only like big there's only like one moment for the Rihanna thing. That was the last one where she was so high up. That was cool.
The whole thing was forgettable. It's just forgettable. It's one of those things in 3 years you'll say, who did it 3 years ago? Oh, yeah, that was okay.
All right. Well, before we get to Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox and all of that drama, if, like me, you have been going through it lately, therapy can be so helpful. But did you know that an average therapy session costs $100?
Yeah.
... if you don't live in Los Angeles, because that's cheap. Oh, my God.
We would kill to pay $100 to talk to somebody. It's like $250 here.
Thankfully, there is a wonderful alternative that can really help you, and that is Cerebral. Cerebral is a 100% online mental health service that offers therapy and medication management for anxiety, depression, insomnia, stress, burnout, and more. Cerebral is for anyone who's looking for help. Maybe doesn't know where to begin. Maybe doesn't even have the time to go somewhere. You might live in a place with a lot of traffic. And if you are listening to our show, we have a great offer for you to help you with your mental health. Our listeners will receive 50% or more off your first month of therapy by going to Cerebral.com/Perez. That's Cerebral.com/Perez for 50% or more off your first month of therapy. For quality mental health and mental health care that's accessible and affordable, join Cerebral today. All right. God, this happened Saturday night, and I wanted to go to bed early that night, but she posted it like around midnight. And then I saw all of these developments. Megan Fox took to her Instagram to post a quote that got everybody talking, assuming it was about Machine Gun Kelly. The lyric, it was a song from Beyonce's Lemonade album. And it goes, quote, "You can taste the dishonesty. It's all over your breath." Alluding to the possibility that Machine Gun Kelly was dishonest and possibly cheated on her, because Lemonade was the iconic album from Beyonce about Jay-Z cheating on her. So she did that. She did a few other things. She deleted all photos that she had of her and Machine Gun Kelly from her Instagram as well, or archived them. They may not be permanently deleted. That's a very like younger person thing. I'm going to archive this and that and the other. Like, I post way too much for that shit. And also, he did the same thing. He archived all photos that he had of her on his Instagram feed. How, like, just petty. I don't know. Like, you're fighting. Like, we're going to take it to the gram. She also made a point of following, which she was not doing before. She followed Harry Styles, Timothy Chalamet, and also Eminem. And Eminem and Machine Gun Kelly have had a feud in the past. So right. for her to follow him, that was very telling. So that all went down. And I just assumed that they had broken up. But that's not the case. According to People, They've not broken up. They were spotted at a couples counseling session in Los Angeles. So they're trying to make it work, but I never saw these two working. They're not Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. The good thing about Kourtney and Travis, to remind everybody, they were friends for like a decade. So they mm-hmm. knew each other for a very long time before they decided to make that switch from not the friend zone.
They know one another. It's no heat. They just looked at one another and said, we're very compatible. Let's go be compatible together. And they seem to be very in love. And there you go.
There's totally heat there. You can tell they're banging all the time.
I think a lot of it's put on. Let's be honest.
You think so?
All of that public display of affection, the hanging on one another, to me, that's usually like some sort of red flag. You're trying a little too hard, okay? For someone that's known the other person that long, to me, it says you're trying a little too hard. By the way, I've got no problem with it. I'm just sort of reading the room.
They're Kardashians. They're the ultimate try-hards.
They need to do that stuff. They want to do this. They need the attention.
You know what's really interesting? One of the big reactions to Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly was specifically in regards to them being spotted this week after the blowout at couples counseling. And a lot of people echoed this one sentiment. Gosh, you're going to couples therapy and you're not even married yet? Well, that's not going to work out. Isn't that a good thing? You know, like,
those are dummies online. I mean, anybody that seeks help, these two have these personalities that are, I don't know, lightning. Neither one of them operate on a normal plane of behavior ever. Okay. They're both wildly eccentric, and you can't possibly think that two wildly eccentric artistic types with their twin flame bullshit is always going to be simpatico. It's just not. The fact that you're going somewhere to work it out is, I think, a good thing. However, I'll say this. No one would ever know about their couples therapy, okay? Somebody called TMZ. Somebody, come on. Like, someone tracked them down.
Especially because I forget where exactly, but it was in one of the hills. It was either in Agora Hills or Woodland Hills.
So
there are no paparazzi there.
Yeah, no. Come on. Someone's phoning that in. So that's another thing. This whole thing, we've wasted too much time because this is what they want. They both have been flipping through your site or going through whatever pages of whatever shitty magazine they read, and they've realized that there's no pictures of them and we need to do something about it. And that's what they did. And here we are yapping about these bozos.
All right.
You gave them the love they need, the attention. Congratulations.
Next story, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. The two of them were in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial together for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. J-Lo got paid $1 million and Ben apparently got paid $10 million.
Wow.
For a day's work. God, it's nice. And, it was just Valentine's Day to commemorate, or she might have gotten it before Valentine's Day, but she shared it on Valentine's Day to commemorate her love forever. Jennifer Lopez got a tattoo of an infinity symbol with her and Ben's initials, and she captioned it, "Commitment forever. Happy Valentine's Day, my love." And then she shared another photo, which was an arrow with the initials, and I'm guessing, because it looked different, I'm guessing that Ben also got a tattoo to celebrate their love. So they both got tattoos forever.
He's got 47 of them on his back. So it's not a big deal. I think it's a big deal because that we know of, I knew her, she didn't have any tattoos.
Yeah, I don't think she has any either. So that was my thought also. So yeah, it's a big deal for her. And listen, as we've seen with Pete Davidson, if it doesn't work out, you can always get him removed. Not
we're
a big
just covered
deal.
Up. Yeah, no big deal.
I don't know if she'd cover it up. It'd probably be ugly.
True.
She'd just get it removed. Yeah. Good on them. Congratulations. And she made sure to plug her on the J-Lo newsletter also. More information coming out there. And more couples news. Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis are being sued by their former nanny, claiming that she's got anxiety because of the bitter breakup and all of the drama that happened with her departure there.
Is this the one that tattled, by the way, that was out there talking?
I'm pretty sure it is, yes. Okay. I'm also pretty sure that it is. And I'm also pretty sure that they're going to settle this out of court because Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis do not want this dirty laundry being aired out in court. So
interesting.
In other legal news, this was unfortunate. Kim Zolciak, formerly of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, is apparently, according to reports, having her house foreclosed on again. There were reports a few months ago that her house was in foreclosure, but she denied those. And now new reports claim that it is happening. There's also rumors that she has a gambling problem.
Whoops.
So that could explain things. I'm not saying that's true. I said it's totally unconfirmed rumors that I've heard. But yeah, it's sad and it's embarrassing to have it be so public. And like, I think of that for myself. Like, you know, like I've been Perez Hilton for 20 years. Could I go out and get a regular job? I mean, I guess I could, but
Perez Hilton, insurance salesman.
How do you even do you have to go to training to be an insurance salesman? How do you do
I'm
that?
In the same boat with you. I've been a broadcaster for 30 years. What else could I fucking do?
I know.
I actually want to work at Home Depot though. I want to be the guy that when you walk in, I know where everything is because I like that place so much, or Lowe's or a place like that. Like the greeter when you walk in, like, hey, how you doing? What do you need? Drywall screws. That's aisle 9. Let's go. I want to be that guy.
What does Kim Zolciak do?
I don't know.
I'm surprised. I don't think she has an OnlyFans. I would bet she should start an OnlyFans.
Yeah, just show some titty. You'll make some money. It goes back to like Jen and Ben. I mean, I've always said this. Once you're famous or you're at a certain level, you can always make some money doing something. $10 million and $1 million for showing up for something just because they're famous, you know?
Yeah.
And by the way, that new Ben Affleck movie that he's producing with Matt Damon, Air, about Michael Jordan and the Air Jordans and the Nike company, it looks fucking amazing. It looks really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I think he directed that too, right?
Ben Affleck directed it. I don't think he's in it. He might be in it, but I know Matt Damon's in it. But it looks really good.
Maybe I should start an OnlyFans. Kidding. Never.
Why not?
Because I've got kids.
So what?
What would I share?
Yeah, I don't know. You've shared everything. It's true. You've already told everybody everything. There's nothing.
Feet pics? I would do feet pics. If anybody wants feet pics, I'll sell that.
He'll sell anything.
All right. Britney Spears, there were reports last week of an intervention, and it didn't pan out. The intervention did not happen. So Britney decided to address those reports and posted a video, which I think maybe for some fans, it was nice to hear and see Britney hear her herself. And it's been quiet since then, which I think is a good thing. So hopefully that means she is getting support, help. It's that question, right? Like, she should be able to not get help if she doesn't want to get help because she's free. So wishing Britney the best. All right. On to Black China.
Black China. We're this low in the bucket already?
Yeah. According to Black China herself, she's like Kim Zolciak. She is Brizoke. And the Kardashians are to blame because she spent so much money suing them and then lost.
Yeah.
And she took it to court. She took it to court. Like, did not settle it, did not drop it. Like, if you attempt to take on Goliath in the legal system,
right?
That's one of the dumbest things you could ever do. Because the Kardashians have unlimited resources and can hire the best lawyers.
You may even be right, but it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Going up against money, you're usually going to lose. I mean,
exactly.
You've seen murderers get off. Why? Because they got money behind them. You've seen these corporate ass wipes get away with murder, yet some person goes to jail for some petty offense of pot. The scales are not equal. It's just a fact. You got money, you're going to get out of anything. And I'm sure they went to her. I bet they even did the right and nice thing and said, look, stop. you're going to lose. Okay. Like, you're not going to win this. I guarantee you there are people went to her representation and said, this is a waste of your money. And whoever that lawyer is that represents her was like, I'm going to just take that money. And that's probably what he did. He, who knows?
Aye. And also her mother, Black China's mother, Tokyo Tony, is estranged from China again.
Tokyo Tony. That's the best fucking name I've ever heard. I wish that was my radio name. Tokyo Tony coming at you on the power lines. 555-5555.
That's a porn name. That's not a DJ name.
I don't know. It could be both. Porn names and DJ names are sort of on the same scale to me.
A lot of DJs don't change their name. Like, Radio Tom, Radio Paul. Like, some people just give themselves those are dumb names. I'd rather a Tokyo Tony.
Right.
Anybody, any DJ on the radio that calls them, that has the name radio in their radio name, that's the dumbest shit ever. I don't mean to offend anybody, but be a little more creative than that, please.
It's show business. Come on.
I know.
Step it up a little bit.
Either use your real name or come up with an alter ego. Or right. Like intern Petey.
Producer Blair. Yeah, right.
Producer. I know.
I like producer at the beginning. I always like that because you know what that person does. It's good to assign nicknames. It's like Trump has to give everybody a nickname. And radio, everybody needs a nickname too, so you can keep everybody straight what they're doing.
Black China's mother, Tokyo Tony, claims that the Illuminati has gotten or is getting her daughter, and she's afraid for her daughter's safety.
Interesting.
Also, on the flip side, that was one day. She's afraid for her daughter's safety and concerned. The next day, she was calling her daughter a slut, saying that Black China has slept with 10 men in the last year.
Mm.
That's a slut? I wouldn't say that's a slut. I wish. I want to be a slut. I'm trying to manifest slutness for over here. onto some TV news. Have you watched that show, The Last of Us?
No, it's on the list for me. I'm going to get to it. I'm watching Fleischman's in Trouble right now with Claire Danes and Jesse Eisenberg. Is that his name? Who was the Social Network? Was it Jesse Eisenberg?
I'm not sure. That guy.
Fantastic so far. And the acting is top shelf. It's about a divorce and a couple that lives in New York City. Really a great show, people. If you want to find one that's good, I definitely am maybe five in. It's on Hulu, I think. Great show. Fleischman's in Trouble.
Oh, cool. I hadn't even
good
heard
show.
It.
Yeah.
Hulu's doing some interesting stuff. Good on mm-hmm. them. In more TV related news, fired is the best way to describe it. TJ Holmes and Amy Robach, formerly of ABC and Good Morning America, he went ring shopping and bought her a ring. They're not engaged yet, but it's like high school, old school commitment ring. He got her a commitment ring. Aww. Their marriages fell apart, but they've got each other. They're jobless, but they've got each other.
I wonder what they do next.
Well,
is she going to be doing local news in Philly? Like, what's going on there?
No. There are reports that they are in discussion to join another network. One that I've heard of, but that I don't even know if it's on cable or if it's
Is it like Newsmax or something like that? Or
it's similar to that. It's News Nation.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of News Nation?
No, I don't watch any of those stupid fucking channels.
Is that on cable? I don't even know.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, they should do another joint show and make a thing of it.
Gimmicks. It's just a gimmick. It'll work for one day. Then everybody will be like, this is boring. They're done. They're toast, both of them.
Well, what are they going to do for money going forward?
Local news. I think they'll back down and one will end up doing the 5 o'clock news in a major market. The other one will go back to another market somewhere else and they'll split up. That's my guess. I just don't think they're big enough. I don't think anybody cares. Like before the scandal, I told you, I'd never heard either one of their names in my life. It was the best thing that happened to them. It put them on the map. However, they lost their network gig. And you see these networks getting rid of their anchors for far less. Brian Williams, an outcast from NBC because he told a couple of untruths on Letterman on a show that's not news related. Did he fib and did he hype up a story? Yeah, but he's out because it takes the credibility of these news channels and flushes it, apparently. But I think it's all stupid. I think if you got an audience and you're building an audience, let it go. You know, as long as you're not on the fucking channel given erroneous news, you know what I mean? Like, just their thing was a relationship.
No.
I get, but you can't in 2023, you can't, you know, be dipping your pen in the company ink anymore. You just can't do it. It's just they've taken the fun out of going to work. Now you got to go to work and actually fucking work. What kind of crap is that?
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I've been on Maddie Healy's radar recently, mm-hmm. or he's been on my radar, I should say.
Oh, he has.
Yeah. Paying attention to what he says. He said a really interesting thing that I thought would make a good topic of discussion for the podcast. Mm-hmm. He was discussing this trend of artists paying or charging for meet and greets.
Oh,
and
yes.
their fans paying for it. And he thinks it's disgusting. And mm-hmm. he thinks that artists should not charge their fans for meet and greets. What do you think?
I think you can do whatever you want. I think it's capitalism. If you want to take somebody's money and they want to give it to you, okay. I think he's just saying that it's not very artistic. You're sucking the art out of something that's supposed to be a little bit more pure.
I don't think that's what he said. I think he's just saying it's greedy and gross. It had nothing to do with art being artistic or not.
But I think when you peel back the layers, that's what it's about. It's just becoming more about money and less about the experience of being at a concert. I get it. I don't know if it's gross, but, you know, Maddie is very outspoken. I love conversing with him about anything and everything. We're usually on the same wavelength every time we talk. I really enjoy his takes on modernism and the world. I posted something on TikTok about him the other day. He, at the concert, he was talking about grooming. Did we ever talk about that? He was on stage and he goes, lot of fans want me to kiss them. He goes, well, the internet says that there's a power imbalance and it's grooming.
And oh, right. I think we did talk about this.
Yeah. And he's like, let's do some grooming, baby. And I put it on my TikTok if you want to find it. But it's just a really funny clip. But I love Maddie. I just love that band and I love everything they do.
Well, here's my take. I would rather, if I had unlimited amounts of money and if I loved an artist enough, I would rather pay for a meet and greet and get the opportunity to just get a photo and thank them than never have that opportunity either. You know, there's some artists that just don't do meet and greets. I'd rather right. pay for it than have the opportunity if I want to than not. Nobody's forcing anybody to do these meet and greets, you know, to have them or to pay for them to attend. So, all right. I've got one more thing and then we'll take some calls. It's just an observation. My mom came to me the other day and told me the funniest thing. She's like, I love that new Miley Cyrus song, Flowers. You know it's a hit when the old people are aware of the song and enjoying it.
Don't I say that often? When a song gets to your mom and even or a person, a celebrity, I always say that. When it gets to like your parents and they know who it is, that's a hit. Flowers. That's a hit.
My mom loves Flowers. She's been singing the song.
I saw a great tweet yesterday. Somebody was saying that don't be expecting anything for Valentine's Day because I heard you bitches singing about you don't need flowers for the past month. It's pretty good stuff.
All right. Let's take some calls.
All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah. So Perez, by the way, last week asked for calls about his unwell moment. So we're
I was unwell.
That. Okay. Here we go.
Hi, this is Taylor, and I'm calling from Kansas, and first-time caller, but I had a call because right in the middle of the podcast, you guys said, actually, Perez said, hey, call in if you can, like, relate to what I just was talking about at the beginning of the podcast as far as being unwell. Okay, Booker, I agree with you. When I first heard, like, a couple podcasts ago, Perez saying, like, I've just been so unwell, I literally thought mental illness. This is really sad. He's not doing well. Unwell as in a Britney Spears unwell. That is unwell to me. Unwell, mental health,
All right, there's her take. She's going to go on forever about that. By the way, you asked for them, so I'm going to play them. There's so many fucking calls. We lost one listener over it. She's like, she was so fucking pissed at me, and I hope we find her. And I, by the way, she'll be back. You come every week. You need me. You love to hate me. I'm that fucking villain on a television show that you want to fucking die, okay? But you tune in every week waiting for him to die. I will not die. I will be here every week, and you are listening right now, and you should call back and say you're fucking listening right now because you're full of shit. You don't unsubscribe because of me. You listen because of me. So put that in your pipe.
Perez, I absolutely love you. I've been following you for half my life. But thank goodness that Booker called you out about you saying how unwell you are for being a rich single dad of kids who aren't even babies, by the way, and can do things on their own and just having to do regular, normal things. We all do those things. We all move, and plenty do it with a lot less money and alone. So anyway, just have to give kudos.
Yeah. Mentioned about having to go to the DMV three times. It's like taking a test and being able to take the answers into the test with you. They tell you what to bring, but only you can fuck it up three times. Then you're like, I'm unwell. You're not unwell. You're just tired. You're beat up.
Hi, it's Lori from New Jersey, and I'm calling regarding the beginning of the podcast with Perez saying he was unwell. I am 52 years old. I have three daughters, and I have been a single mom at certain times, and I agree with Chris wholeheartedly. You're not unwell, Perez. You're just doing what normal people do every day.
I am a normal person, obviously. And if a normal person had to do what I did, I would feel for them as well.
It's not that I don't feel from you. I took umbrage with the word you were unwell.
I was unwell. I was having anxiety and depression. I know my experience. So fuck you. And seriously, I'm going to give you a hard fuck you for your lack of compassion, okay?
It's not my lack of compassion.
It is. No, fuck you and fuck everybody else calling because I was extremely having severe anxiety and depression, dealing with so much and, whatever. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about anybody else's experience. I'm sharing my experience.
You were just being dramatic as much.
No, I wasn't. I was very... You sound like
everyone says moving is hard. No one's disagreeing with anything
you
said.
You sound like Piers Morgan now. If a person tells you that they were experiencing depression, believe that person. How dare you or anyone doubt or mock what they're telling you? I didn't give it to you hard enough last week. So fuck you and fuck anybody who might doubt or shit on me for expressing myself the way I did.
Okay.
Fuck you.
Thank you very much. Another call. Here we go.
Hi, Perez and Booker. This is Madison. I'm calling from Austin, Texas. Booker, I usually agree with you, but I totally disagree with you listening to you talking about Perez saying that he feels unwell and you saying that he's just tired. Being a parent, I think you don't understand because you're not a parent. You can get to a point where you are so sleep deprived that it affects every aspect of your life. You can develop depression.
Okay, there's someone that agrees with you. My only point was you waste so much time on things like going to the DMV three times.
I didn't go three times. I went two times.
All right.
And my sister, who works with me, didn't send me all of the correct information.
This is the point I'm talking about. You got to be able to do things for yourself. There's a website. You go to it. There's directions on what you need. You're blaming your sister, your assistant, because you can't go on a website to see the three things that you need. Like I said, it's like taking a test and being able to take the fucking answers in with you to the test. And you're whining about things like that.
Why are you harping on the DMV? The DMV was one day. That's
just an example of that thing that we're talking about.
Great.
It's like these basic things that everybody does. You don't have, like, babies. You've got grown kids. I mean, come on.
I have a 5-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old. Do you think that's easy?
At no point did I say any of the things you did are easy. I said it's hard moving. I must have said that more
than
once.
And I was unwell. Fuck you.
Okay.
Perez. Hi, Booker. Perez. I'm, like, 14 minutes into this week's podcast, and I am a supercharged Pisces girl. I'm the most empathetic person there is. But if I have to sit here and listen to you whine for another minute, I can't. I get it, honey. It's a hard move. You're having a hard time. But, like, you're complaining to the wrong person. Booker, clearly, like, he gave you his
And by the way, you're the one that went back to it last week, not me. I just said my opinion. I think unwell is the wrong word. And that's it. I didn't say anything wasn't tough. I didn't say moving was fucking easy. I just said you're being a little dramatic with the word unwell. To me, when I saw it on your website, I just looked at it like it was very clickbaity. And you're like, I moved to Vegas because I'm sick. And then I tune in. I'm like, you're not sick. You're just tired. That's all that I'm trying to say. And that's all that I was trying to say.
Today, I specified I had been struggling over the last month and a half with anxiety and depression. Okay. Maybe I should have been more specific last week. Okay. Now I have been. Okay.
All right. Enough with the condescending. These are your listeners. They love you.
No, I'm talking to you, not the listeners.
I don't know what to tell you. I still don't agree with you. I think you're being a big whiny bitch. I think you need to buck up. And that's it. You made all these decisions, and yet you want people to hold your hand. You're going to blame your sister because you can't go to the DMV website yourself and follow fucking the directions that are there. That's unrelatable to normal people.
I don't
people.
Give a fuck if I'm relatable
I know you
or
don't.
Not.
I don't care if you do either. I'm just being honest with you. You tell me something, I give you the retort back.
Like, okay.
That's it. I'm not judging you. I just am telling you, I think it's the wrong use of a word. I think you were being overly dramatic, and maybe it's because you were tired.
I wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
You want more calls? You want to wrap it up?
We can wrap it up.
After you've all right, fucked off me and the whole audience and everybody else.
Have a good week, everybody. See you next week.
What a classic ending. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Goodbye.
All month long on Pluto TV, stream the biggest Tyler Perry movies free. Watch your favorites like Madea's Witness Protection and Madea's Big Happy Family. Join Tyler Perry as he goes on a couples retreat with Sharon Leal in Why Did I Get Married? Or Idris Elba and Gabrielle Union in the Tyler Perry directed film Daddy's Little Girls. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download the free Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
I say, because if I do die, I'm gonna ask the Lord, let me haunt you.
We so often hear about those that don't make it out of danger alive. But what about those that do?
My body got warm and it just said, get up. You're not done, get up.
I'm Caitlin Van Maul, back with a brand new season of I Survived.
The more I begged him, the happier and the more excited he got.
Join me for new episodes of I Survived every Monday and subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.